Today's Shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Zayin Amibayz, 8 lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, who gavered the Kaddish Bishroi? There was somebody who was Mekaddish, a woman, with silk garments. But it was not known what was the value of those silk garments. Rava says, Loi Tzrich Hashem, we don't need to evaluate their value, and she is mukadeshes. Rabbi Yosef says, "Tzricha Shuma." We have to know what is the value of these garments, and without knowing the value of these garments, the kedushin is not a valid kedushin. Most Rishonim say that until the evaluation takes place, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's not a valid kedushin. Once the evaluation takes place, so many Rishonim are of the opinion that at that point, she's told what they're worth. If she's satisfied what she hears, the halacha is that she's automatically mekudeshes. And moreover, says the Rashba, not only is she automatically Mekudeshes, but we wouldn't even have to do over the whole Maisa Kedushin. She just automatically becomes Mekudeshes. On the other hand, there are Rishonim that point out that our Gemara is speaking about linen, silk garments, and that's why people have somewhat of a notion what they're worth. But if what was given to her is something that she has no way of knowing what they're worth, even though they may be quite expensive, but they're items that an average person has no way of knowing what is the value of those items, there everybody would agree that until an evaluation was done, it's not a valid kedushin. Says the Gemara, Idamalahu, if he said that get married to me, no matter what they're worth, kulam lo pligi, says the Gemara, lo tzricha shuma. Because he says, it doesn't make a difference what they're worth. They're certainly worth a pruta, and which is the minimum as we learned, and we'll continue learning, for kedushin to be fine, and they're certainly worth a pruta, and that's all we would need to have to make it be fine. Vida amala, and if he said, b'chamshin, if he said that these garments are worth 50 zuz, and then zloy shav chamshin, it turns out that they're not worth that much. Says the Gemara, everybody agrees haloy shavu. So there was a misunderstanding here, and it's not a valid kedushin. Ki pligi dama b'chamshin, that when he gave it to her, he said they're worth 50, and at the end they weren't worth 50. And they are worth 50. Rav Amalei Tzricha Shuma, what was said was accurate, and therefore there's no need to do any more. Rav Yosef Tzricha Shuma, they still have to go through the evaluation, and she has to be told what they're worth. Why? Says the Gemara, since the average woman is not familiar with this, and of course the Rishonim point out that this is not a point of a man or a woman. Since this is not something that people automatically know the value, just because something was said, it doesn't mean anything. And she has to be told of the valuation. Ikadamri, but not as a different version, the Gemara teaches us how to understand Machlokes Rabbi Yosef. Bekaldahu nami pligi. They're also arguing that even in a case where he didn't say, well, whatever they're worth, that's what should be, the halacha is that even without having said that, Rava will hold the mekudeshes, and Rabbi Yosef will hold shava kesef reiki kesef. The halacha of shava kesef, that something that's valuable, has the same din as kesef. So just like when we speak about being mekadosh, an issue with money, ma kesef the kits, when you do kedushin with a money, so it's obvious that everybody is aware what that money is worth, Af Shavakesef, Rabbi Yosef is telling us that when Kedushin is done with Shavu Kesef, it has to be done with something, the kits, that the woman is aware of what it's worth. Amar Rabbi Yosef, to which Rabbi Yosef comments, no aminala, from where do I know this then? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, regarding an Eved Ivri. And one of the ways an Eved Ivri could get free is that the Eved Ivri was bought for a certain amount, and then the Eved Ivri worked for a certain amount of time, and every year that he worked, we attach a value, 1/6 is what he's worth, 1/6 is what of that original price. That's called Giron Kesef. And the Torah Akdosha says, in my drabs b'shanu l'fim yosh v'gulos b'kesef miknosai, that we deduct how much he still has left. So the Chazal teach us that this Pasuk teaches us b'kesef u'nikna, he could redeem himself by paying his way out. V'ein u'nikna b'tfuh b'kelem, but he can't redeem himself by giving shava kesef. Ask the Gemara, why not? Hei tfuh v'kelem, that we're saying cannot be used, hei chidami. Ilema, the lay mikna b'klal, that we can't do a financial transaction. The Bryce is teaching us with Tfuah Mekalim, only cash can be used. Ask the Gemara, that isn't true. Yoshiv Golosa Amrachmana, the Torah says Yoshiv Golosai, and the word Yoshiv is superfluous. And we learn from the word Yoshiv, the Rabbis, Shava Kesef Kekesef, that Shava Kesef can be used. Vida Lespa Shava Pruta, and if it doesn't have, and if when using something to do this pidyon with less than a shava pruta, so says the Gemara, my yeri betfeil b'kelim. Then the issue is not that the instrument that's being used is tfuva kelim. I feel kesef nami. Even if money were used, a less than a pruta, we go back to our first Mishnah, is not valid. Elav, how must we understand what this Bryce is teaching us? This b'shava pruta, that tfuva kelim have a shava pruta, but there's a new consideration. That's the consideration that we're learning in our shiur today. The kivin de lekaitzi, since their value is not known. Once their value is not known, that's why they can't be used. And that's why Rabbi Yosef says, whenever we have a situation of something whose value is not known, we can't use it to affect a kinyan. Vidach, and Rabbi, who's been disagreeing, says the Gemara, Hachikama. Says the Gemara, what will Rabbi do with this Braisa? Says the Gemara, Betaris Kesef Hunikna, that the Eved could get himself redeemed by paying his way out. Vein Nikna, they can't get himself redeemed, Betaris Tfuva Kalim. What does that mean? That what Tfuva Kalim accomplished can't accomplish for this Eved Ivri? That Chalipin is not a method how an Eved Ivri could get himself free. As we discussed earlier in our Shir, in our Masechta, that Chalipin is a new type of Kinyan. It's not a Kinyan Kesef, and therefore, since it's not a Kinyan Kesef, that it's a new type of Kinyan, which is excluded from an Eved Ivri. I did see, interestingly enough, that the Gross says that even though an Eved Ivri cannot get himself redeemed with Chalipin, an Eved Kanani can get redeemed with Chalipin. And because they explain that the methods of Kinyonim by Yisrael and the methods of Kinyonim by an Akum are totally different. And in fact, I saw that there's a remez to this concept, because there's a pasuk in Megillas Rus, and the pasuk says, "V'zois lefnim b'Yisrael ala gula v'atmura." So we see when we speak about chalipin, v'zois lefnim b'Yisrael, there were special rules that applied by Yisrael that didn't apply by the Akum. Ask the Gemara, "Ul Rav Nachman dam peiros la'av the chalipin." So according to Rav Nachman, that peiros can never be used to accomplish chalipin. So how can we say, ask the Gemara, that Rav is saying that this brisa that taught us that tvu of a kalim cannot be used to free an ivri. And what we're saying is it means to say that it can't be used for chalipin, but tvu of a kalim can never be used for chalipin. Michael Maimer says the Gemara, Ela oilam das lespa sheva pruta. This is what the brisa. We have to explain that the brisa is speaking about a case that they don't have a sheva pruta. So we asked, if they don't have a sheva pruta, or the kamrit, we immediately asked, my area tvu of a kalim, then this is not a unique halacha to tvu of a kalim. I feel kesef nami, even if we were talking about kesef, the halacha that has to be sheva pruta. Answers the Gemara, the way to understand the brisa is as follows. The brisa means to say goes without saying. Learn by kesef, certainly when kesef is being used, the ESP shava pruta, that if the kesef has a shava pruta in, it's a legitimate way of accomplishing a kinyan. Loi, if it doesn't, then loi, then when you don't have money, the value of a pruta, it's not considered money. Aval tvuva kalim. Aim amid the krover hanaisa. Tvuva kalim is something that you could have immediate benefit from. And since he could have immediate benefit from, Gomru Makna Nafshe, it could be used for a kinyan, even though it's not Shava Kesef. Kamash Malan, that's what the Gemara is coming to teach us, that even in such a circumstance, even by Tvuva Kalim, it has to be Shava Pruta. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Minah Minala, what is the basis for my opinion? Says the Gemara, the Tanya. We know if a person, a Yisrael, has a son, a Bechor, he has to do a pinyan aben, he has to give 5 sloim to the Kohen. Egel zel pinyan b'ni, if somebody said, I'm giving the Kohen this calf, tal zel pinyan b'ni, I'm giving him this garment, lo yom klum. If, however, he said, Egel zel b'chom sloim, if he says, pinyan b'ni, this calf is worth 5 sloim, and I'm giving it for the pinyan aben, this talus is worth 5 sloim, I'm giving it for the pinyan aben, then it's a valid pinyan. And ask the Gemara, high pinyan, let's understand this brisa. High pinyan hechidami, exactly what are the circumstances of this brisa? Ilayim b'deloi shavi, if they're not worth 5 sloim, kol kvinei, can he be trusted? If they're not worth it, what will his saying make a difference? El alav, afagav de shavi, even though they are indeed worth the chamis loim, kivin de loy kaitzi, but since when the koyin receives that, we can't know that they have that value, loy, they cannot be used for pinyan aben. So based on this, Rabbi Yosef argues that if we don't know what something is worth, it cannot be used for pinyan aben, even though if it has the proper value. Says mar loy, de loy shavi. The Bryce is not talking about a case where they don't have the value. If they have the value, the fact that the person who's receiving it doesn't independently know that it has that value is immaterial to us. What happened was, going the kibbel kanalai, the kain accepted that he'll take whatever he's given. Kiha, says the Gemara, as we have a story. Rav Kahana shokel sudrim bepei pinyan aben. Rav Kahana once took a head covering for pinyan aben. Amalei ledei chazali, even though it really wasn't worth chamis loim, he said to me it was worth chamis loim, and that's why for me it could be used for pinyan aben. So many rishonim, starting with Tosfos, the very masker of Rav Kahana, asks that the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, that Mem Tes Amin Aleph teaches us that he married a Kohenis, even though he was a Yisrael. So how could Rav Kahana, how can we have a discussion here about Rav Kahana receiving a payment in Pinyan Aben when he wasn't even a Kohen? So Tosfos says that there were 2 Rav Kahanas. There's the Rav Kahana from Masechta Pesachim, who wasn't a Kohen, but was married to a Kohenis. And there was another Kahanas, there was another Rav Kahana from our Gemara who actually was a Kohen. But then Tosfos says a very big chiddush. And Tosfos says that it's all the same Rav Kahana. But Rav Kahana was married to a Kohenis, as the Gemara Masechta Pesachim teaches us. And he says, Tosfos says, that Rav Kahana, who was taking this money, was taking it on behalf of his wife, who was a Kahanis, which is a very, very big chiddush. First of all, that a Kahanis could be the one to receive the money, the Pidyon HaBen, in itself is a chiddush. And the other chiddush is that this Kahanis was married to a Yisrael. She was married to Rav Kahana. And typically, once a Kahanis marries a Yisrael, she loses her status of being a Kahanis. So many Achroinim are of the opinion that, of course, a Pidyon HaBen cannot be conducted by giving the money of the Pidyon HaBen to the Kahanis. In fact, the Chasam Sofer does, however, say in Chelek Yerideya Simen Shin Aleph that even though he's concerned about a Pidyon HaBen, he says all other matnas kahuna can be given to a woman who is a kahanis, even though she's married to a Yisrael. The Gemara says the Gemara, Lo Amorin, that this kohen could say whatever it's worth is fine. El kagoyim Rav Kahana, only an individual Rav Kahana, the Gavur Rabahu, he's a very great individual, and Megbayle Sudra Reishi always needs a head covering. So therefore, even if it's not really worth the Chomis Loyim, to him it's worth it. Avakula Alma, everyone else, Loy. Kiha, the Rabba of Avon Ashi Zovin Sudra, Me'ime the Rabba, he bought a Sudra from the mother of Rabba, Mikubai, that came from the city of Kubai, Shava Sara, it was worth 10, and he paid Tlesa 13. And that because, again, we were talking about important individuals, and important individuals have a great need to have a head covering, and therefore, even if it's not that, it's not worth it, it's the Ladidish, there's a concept of Ladidi Shavali. So here we just learned a new halachic concept, and that is Ladidi Shavali. Even though to the rest of the world it may not have that value, but to him, given his circumstances, it has the value. So the question is, can we say the same by Kedushin? That means, as we've been learning from the Mishnah at the beginning of our Masechta, the Kedushin has to be done with a pruta. Let's say, and we also learned that you don't have to give actually money, you could give Shava Kesef. So let's say the husband is going to give an item which is worth less than a pruta, but she says, the wife says, L'didi Shavali, will it be a valid Kedushin? The Mashal says that a Kedushin that is done with something that's less than a pruta is never a valid Kedushin. He says, the wife saying L'didi Shavali cannot infuse that to have the right value. And since we learned the halacha is that you have to have at least a shava pruta for kedushin, saying l'didi shavali is not going to work. The Beis Yosef has a little different approach to l'didi shavali. He says, maybe that's what the Gemara means to teach us with the story it taught us about Mar Bar Avashi. He says what Rishashis means to say is that this person obviously needs a head covering. What does it mean that he obviously needs a head covering? He can't be left without a head covering. And he's going to go to a store, and they're going to charge him chamesh sloim for head covering. And the head covering is clearly not worth chamesh sloim. But because he's going to be left without a head covering, which is, of course, not a tenable situation, he pays the chamesh sloim. So what happened here is it's not just a situation of l'didi shavali. What actually happens here is that he's taking it upon himself, and because he's taking upon himself that value that he's ready to pay for it, that's why it's worth chamesh sloim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar says, if somebody says to a woman, "Heskachli b'mona," that become kadoshes to me with a mana, which is 100 dinar. But he only gave her a dinar. And he only gave her a dinar. So he says, harezim kadoshes. Why? Because he gave her a down payment. And of course, the halacha is, the yashlim, he has to pay up the 100, or as the Rishonim point out, she could be meichel. But if she's not meichel, there's obviously a stipulation in this marriage that she expects 100 dinar, and until she gets it, she's not agreeing. My time, why? Why don't we say that until she gets it, she's not mekudeshes? Kivin the amala b'mana. Since he said, I'm going to be giving you 100 dinar, but all he actually gave her was yavlov damar. So it's command amal manastami. The way we look at the other 99, it's the halacha looks at it as if he said, I'm being mekudesh to you with this dinner, I'm manas with the stipulation, a concept we learned extensively in Masechta Gittin, that I will pay you up the rest of 99. Avamar Afuna, Amar Rebbe, kol ayim almanas, whenever we have this kind of a statement, kol machshadami, what it means is that the kedushin, that whatever transaction is being discussed, the halacha is that it's really effective from now, and the rest is a stipulation that has to be fulfilled. Dor HaChaim HaKadosh explains that the pasuk says at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, as a bracha asher tishma mitzvos Hashem elokeichem, asher anoichem tzaveh eschem hayoyim, v'klolo imloy tishma mitzvos Hashem elokeichem. And Dor HaChaim HaKadosh asks, why by the bracha does the Torah use the word im tishmu, and the Torah uses the word asher tishmu, and by the klolo it says the words imloy tishmu. So he explains that the word Rashi many times says that the word im means amanas. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says as a bracha, I'm giving you the bracha, and I want that the bracha should be effective immediately. Since I want the bracha to be effective immediately, so that's why he says, Asher Tishmu, it's almanas, but it's effective right away. The klala, he didn't want. And then it says it only will be effective, imloy tishmu, at the time that you don't listen. Meisvei, hiskachli b'mono, somebody says to a woman, b'mekadesh to me with a mono, v'hayimon v'haylich, and he's counting out the 100 dinim, v'rotza echad mehem lachsor, and one of them wants to back out, afilu b'dinah achron, if the last dinner has not been counted out, or shus b'yodai, either one can back out. So isn't this clearly a indication that they're not mukadeshes until the 100 dinner are paid out? Not like you're saying that she's mukadeshes immediately and the other 99 are just a condition, a stipulation that has to be fulfilled. Answers the Gemara, when he said it, he said very clearly, b'manazu. When that was the wording that was used, so she clearly had a mind that she's only becoming mukadeshes when she gets the whole mana. And until she gets the whole mana, she's not mukadeshes. Says the Gemara, Hamid the Sefer, if we've explained that the Sefer is speaking about a case of manazu, Reisha, then the Reisha is speaking about manastam. They didn't say manazu. The Ktani Sefer, Amalis Gachli be manazu, the Nimtza mana chasa dinner. It wasn't the whole 100, it's 99. Oidinah shel nechoshes, one of the dinarim wasn't a silver dinar, it was a copper dinar, and a mekadeshes. However, if it was a dinar ra, if it was a dinar that's not really in great shape, because in those days, money was evaluated in what shape the money is, harez mekadeshes, v'yachlfla. So if the sefer is talking about monazu, isn't this an indication that the Reisha is not talking about manazu? And yet, even though it doesn't say, he didn't say manazu, we're learning that you have to give the whole mana. Says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the Braisa. Loi, Reisha v'sefer d'am manazu. The way to understand this Braisa is that both the Reisha and the Sefer refer to a situation where manazu was said. And the way to understand the Braisa, a Purusha kama farish, the Sefer is explaining what the Reisha said, that since manazu was the way it was said. Therefore, Ratza Echem Em Lachzer, if either of them wants to back out, Afil Bedina Achrin, Harshus Biyodai. Why? Because Keitzad, why is that Alocha? Kodamala Bemanazu. Hachanam Mistabra. And says the Gemara, that makes sense to say is the way to understand that Braisa. This Alkadatach, we're going to say the Resha, the Manastam. So now we have an obvious question. Hashta, if we're going to say that even when Manastam, when you just say Manastam, until you pay out the whole 100, Lo Yahavi Kedushi, so why would the Braisa have to speak about in the Sefer of Manazu? If he didn't say Manazu, we're saying you have to pay out the whole 100. So certainly if you did, certainly if you said it, you have to pay out the 100. Says the Gemara, that should be your compelling proof that the Resha is talking about Manazu isn't compelling. Imashim halaharya. Because Tana Sefer Ligluya Resha. The Sefer is helping us understand the Resha. Loi Tema Resha Manazu. Don't say that the Resha is speaking about Manazu. Ava Monastam have a Kedushin. Says the Gemara, what the Braisa did in order for us to not make such a mistake is Tana Sefer B'Monazu. That, so then we're going to say, so if the Sefer is Monazu, it must be that the Resha is Monastam. And we're learning that Filachal have a Kedushin. So it isn't proof compelling one way or the other. So where we're up to is that either the Braisa is speaking about Manazu, and that's why you could retract until the last dinner. Or we could say that even by Manastam, you could always back out until you're completely back paid up. Rav Ashi Amar, Moin of Aholich, Shani. That Braisa is not a raya to either case. Because when the person is counting out the money, what is the woman's assumption? The woman's assumption is that why is this man counting out the money? Because he's giving me the whole money. And I'm not going to become a kudeshus until I get the whole money. The data akule. The Braisa also spoke about that if they discovered that one of the denarim was a dinishal chayshus, then the halacha she's not mekudeshus. So ask the Gemara Hechidam exactly what is the case that the Braisa is referring to. Either Yadabay, if they knew that it's a copper mana, a server of a kibble. If she knew that this is the case, she was meichel by accepting this. And the way the Rishonim explain, and this goes back to something we mentioned earlier in the shir, a woman cannot be meichel and accept a kedushin of less than a pruta, but she can take less than the amount that she was told, as long as it's more than a pruta. So if she saw that it's nechayshus and she was willing to take it, so what's the question? Answers the Gemara, Letzricha the Yava Belaila, it was by night. And she wasn't, and because it was by night, she wasn't able to tell that it's copper. Inami Dishtakla Ben Azuzay, there were so many coins there, she wasn't able to see that amongst all the coins. This opens up a question, which in Mitzvah Shem we're going to discuss more than once in our shiurim, if kedushin could take place at night. There is no question that gerushin, a get, cannot be done at night. There is a question about kedushin, and there are many paiskim that suggest that it's very possible that kedusha shtar cannot take place at night, because kedusha shtar are similar to a get, and if we're saying a get can't be done at night, Kedusha Shtar may also not be done at night. But this Gemara is speaking about Kedusha Kesef, and from here it seems that we have a raya that Kedusha Kesef could be done at night. We spoke about that if one of the dinarim was found to be a dinar ra, so the halacha is that she is mekudeshes, it should just be exchanged. Ask the Gemara, what does it mean a dinar ra? Hechidami, either like nafik, if it's no longer in circulation, so then certainly no different than dinash al nechayshus. Amra papa, kigayda nafak al yedei tchak. You can use it, but it's not something that's really commonly used. And therefore, it doesn't invalidate the kedushin, but it should be replaced. Says the Gemara, Amra av Nachman, Amra av Nachman, Amra av Nachman, Amra lo eskachli b'mona. Become kedushin to me mona, and he gave her security. He gave her security. The halacha is Einam Kadeshus. Why? Mana Enkan. He didn't give her the money he promised. Mashkin Enkan, because the Mashkin is not something that's given to her. And since it's not something that's given to her, as we keep on learning that for Kedushin to be considered a valid Kedushin, the husband has to give something to the wife. Ask the Gemara, Esrei Rav Rav Nachman, Kitcha B'Mashkin, if somebody's holding on to a Mashkin, and he gives it to a woman to effect a Kedushin, the halacha is Mekudeshes, says the Gemara, that is not a case that we're talking about. We're speaking about a case where he obligated himself to give her money. He doesn't have the money to give her, so he wants to give her security instead. That isn't an effective means of doing Kedushin. But let's say somebody lent money to someone else, and that person left with him a mashkin. And now this person, this malva, who's holding on to the mashkin, uses that to be Mekadosh and Isha. That, the Gemara is saying, is going to be a valid Kedushin. Why? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak. It's based on what Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. How do we know that the person, the malva, who's holding on to the mashkin, is considered as if he owns the mashkin? Shenema, because the pasuk says that if a person has holding on to a mashkin, and what he's holding on to is something that the person who left it with him, what the person who left it with him absolutely needs. It's his linen, it's his tools. So the halacha is that every night he should give him his linen, and every morning he should give him his tools. And the Torah says, if acting that way, somebody who does this will be considered as a vidiv tztaka. Says the Gemara, im ein akaina, if the person who holds on to a mashkin doesn't become the owner of the mashkin, tztaka menayin. The only way you can fulfill the mitzvah of tztaka is if you give something that belongs to you, and then you give it away. That's tztaka. So here the Torah calls it tztaka. So since it's considered tztaka, the halacha is that it must be mekan. From here we clearly have an indication that the person who has a mashkin in his possession is the owner of the mashkin. Now, I saw that the Imri Emes asked a question. The pasuk that we just read says l'chati etztaka, and the pasuk says v'shacha besimlascha uberachecha. The person who you give the mashkin, give him back his linen every night, will give you a bracha. So the Imri Emes asks, the halacha is that if I lend something to somebody, he's not supposed to say thank you, because thank you is ribis. So how could pasuk say uverachecha, that he will give you a bracha? He's not allowed to give a bracha. So the Imri Emes says a very interesting teretz. The Imri Emes says that when is it considered a bracha? He says it's considered a bracha when somebody comes over to me, I lend somebody money, and he gives me a bracha. So that's considered ribis devarim. Here the Torah Kedoshah says that if I give back what I'm supposed to give back, the Torah gives me a bracha. It's not that the loiva gives me a bracha. And therefore, the Imri Emes takes it a step further. He says, when is a bracha considered ribis devarim? He says a bracha is considered ribis devarim only in circumstances where it didn't have to happen, where the bracha wouldn't have happened otherwise. But here, since the Torah guarantees a bracha, him giving me the bracha, there's nothing wrong with it. And in fact, I saw a very interesting question. Somebody making a wedding, and there's somebody, a generous individual, who lent a lot of money to the Baal Simcha. The Baal Simcha was short on funds in order to make a wedding, but somebody lent him money. So now this Baal Simcha is making a wedding, and he wants to show appreciation to this person who did this favor, and he wants to give him a bracha under the chuppah, or he wants to be mechabit him to be a aid by the wedding. It's quite clear from the Paiskim that if he wouldn't have normally given this individual a bracha, it's not like it's his Rav or his Rosh Hashiva, that maybe he would have given him a bracha. He only gave him the bracha because of this appreciation that that's usur, that's considered ribbis. The question is an edus considered ribbis? Because an edus is not really a kibud, some paiskim suggest. An edus is a required that you have to have edim to the wedding. The reality is that most people view edus as a kibud, and you would not be allowed to give them edus. However, if this person is a person that you would have given a bracha or would have given him the edus anyway, then there's a good argument to say that you may do so even under these circumstances. Says the Gemara, May Rav Huna bar Avin Zomanahi Amsa Bepriti. They bought a shivcha for copper coins. Lohava Vadayu, that they didn't have all the coins that they had agreed to give. So Oisri Naschalai, they gave him a piece of silver as a mashkin. And now, the Saifa Yaka Amsa, the price of a slave went up. And the question is, was there a kinyan and they can't back, and the seller can no longer back out or not? Says the Gemara, Oslo Kameh Rav Ami. This question was brought to Rav Ami. Amalu Priti Enkan. They never delivered the pruta. And Naska, even though the Naska was given as a mashkin, we're learning now that a mashkin that I give as a security for a obligation that I have, then the halacha is it's not considered I paid for it, and therefore there is no transaction here. Says the Maratona Rabbanim, if somebody said to a woman, it's gachli v'mona, he become kadesh to me with a mona, v'not l'sa, and she takes that mona, v'zarka l'sa, and she throws it away, liyam into the sea, or into the fire, l'chol davar avrid, or into any place that it's completely lost. The halacha is enim kadeshes. But the Sefer HaMakna says that this is only if she threw it what he was there. But if he didn't, so she's showing to him, I have absolutely no interest in getting married to you. But if he wasn't there as she discarded it, it wouldn't be considered a message that I don't want to get married to you. Furthermore, the Chacham Tzvi suggests that this halacha that we're learning in the Gemara is only applicable if she did it, toich kedei dibur of him being mekadeshar with this object. But if it was after toich kedei dibur, she is already mekadeshes, and it's too late to retract. The stipler disagrees, and the stipler says that as long as we have this concept more than once in our mesechta, as long as there are sukim b'isinyan, as long as they're still involved in the subject of the marriage, the halacha is that if she throws it away, ain't mekadeshes. Says the Gemara, Hasha the Sinukamei. So what was the incident that the Gemara, that the Brisa reported? That it was thrown into a place that would get completely lost. But what happened if she threw it in front of him, but it's not lost? It seems have a kedushin. It would be a valid kedushin. Says the Gemara, why? Isn't her throwing it back at him a declaration? Her karmale, she's telling him, shakal, take it back. Loibi'ina, I'm not interested in being married to you. Says the Gemara, on the contrary. Loimibayikoma, should the sinakame, certainly in a case where she threw it in front of him, that's the case that loy have a kedushin, it certainly wouldn't be a kedushin, because she's indicating, I'm not interested in being married to you. Since she's doing it, what she's really saying is, this money is now mine. Since this money is now mine, I can do with it whatever I want. And therefore, it should be an indication, Kedusha Kachanafsha, that she was Mekudeshes. For her, the Avad Hachi. So why would somebody take, why would a woman take good money and throw it away? Savra, because she thinks, if the Kalahai Gavra, I want to be able to see what kind of person he is. Irishanahu alai, if he has a temper on that, what's going to be his reaction when he sees me throwing away money? Kamash Milan. So that, and therefore maybe she's Mukadeshes. Kamash Milan, we don't say that's what she meant. She wasn't doing any test. What she was doing was making a declaration, I'm not interested in being married to you. Tan Rabbanim, if somebody said to a wife, Iskachli b'mono, to name Abi Laba, give that money to my father, and she said, give it to my father, Lavicha to your father, Eina Mekadeshes. Because by making this kind of statement, Rashi says, what he means to say is, Meshata Nibach, I'm not interested in you, I'm playing games with you. However, if she said to him, Tanam la'abe olavi, give it to my father, Yufach, amanash shekabim li, that they should accept it on my behalf, when she says it in that way, then the halacha is mekadeshes. Tana, says the Gemara, la'abe l'yach teresha, that even when she said, give it to my father, so maybe by saying she'd give it to my father, she's being serious that she wants a kedushin, we say, no, the reisha, in that case, it's not a kedushin. The Tana and the Sefer, Lavicha, Ladiach Kechet the Sefer, that if she says, give the money to your father, we explain that she meant, your father should be my shliach to accept the money on my behalf. Normally a person wouldn't use the father of the husband to be that in that role. We say that's what she meant. Next case. Hiskachli b'moni. She said to become a kadesh to me with a mana. And she said to Nam l'ploini, give it to somebody else. But if she said, I'm a nashi kabumli, she said on the condition that this person should accept it on my behalf, then she mekadeshes. So of course the Gemara asks that this is identical to the previous case. So why did the Braisa have to bring two cases? Says the Gemara Tzricha. Deshmin al abel avicha, hosom the chiyam ram nashi kabumli. In those cases, when she said that they should take it on my behalf, kedusha. That's why I have a kedushin that's a valid kedushin. The samchadat alayu, she relies on them. Sarvun avdilishu chasaya. These are people who are going to look out for my benefit and accept this money on my behalf. Aval, in the case where she said, give it to the ploini. Loi, she doesn't rely on that person. He's a total stranger. Yeshmin al ploini. Hocha, hu dichamr tanaim le ploini. When she says, give the money to that individual, loi have a kedushin. In the case where she said it, when not by adding amanashi kabumli, she just said give it to him, because by mentioning this person who has no connection to them, there's no reason that she would want those people, such a person, to get a gift, and therefore there's no way of explaining that she meant that the person should take the money on my behalf. Aval Abel Avicha, the Mekarvet Datel Gabay, she has a relationship with them. Eimet Matani Avanilei, she wants to become a Kodeshes, and she wants these people with whom she is close to get a gift, Tzricha. Tan Rabbanan, if somebody said to a woman, Skachli B'mona, and then she says, Tanayim Agabasela, put her on this rack, Eina Mekodeshes. The reason she's not Mekodeshes, because this stone is not hers, and since it's not hers, so she never received it. And therefore Rashi says, as this is a concept that we learned quite extensively in Masechta Gittin, that if the stone were hers, then the halacha is that she would become a Kodeshes, based on the concept that we learned in Masechta Gittin, the Chatzeiro Shel Adam Koinoloi, that somebody's Chatzer gives him ownership. Vim Sela Shelah, then Mekodeshes. By Rabbi, Selah Shel Shneim. What will be the halacha if this stone that she's telling him to put the money down on belongs to both the husband and the wife? What will be the halacha? What will be the halacha? It didn't go completely into our chatzar, and the Gemara says it's a teiku. Another case: a man says to a woman, "Hiskach lebekika, become mekadesh to me with this loaf of bread," and she says, "Tanu lekalev." Give it to a dog. So it's very similar to the cases that we've been learning throughout our shir, that she doesn't mean to become kodeshes. However, if it's her dog, kodeshes. Ask the Gemara, by Rav Mari, what would be the halacha if this kelev that she says to give it to was rotz achreel, is running after her? So do we say that Behu Anoda Kamatzal Nafshmina, he's saving her by getting the dog to stop chasing her. That would be a reason that Gomra Makla Nafsha, that she's interested in becoming Mekadeshes. Adum Matz Amr Deraisa Chiyuva Mechayv Shlatzulan. You're obligated to save me. And therefore, giving that to the dog to get away from me is only, it's not, you're not giving me anything. You're doing what the halacha requires you to do. And therefore, it's not considered you gave me anything and take him. Another question. He says to a man, says to a woman, Skatch the Bekikar. And she says to Noila Eni Mekadeshes. I feel Ani Hasamachalea. Even if it's a Ani that relies on her. My tam amrele, because she says, Kehechid mechayv ba'ano, just like I'm obligated to support this poor person, hocha mechayv bayat, you're also. So you're giving this food to the ani, is not considered that you gave me something that I decided to give away, but that shows that it's not, that shows that I gave it up, that it became mine. You also have to support the ani. So Reb Chaim Brisker asks a wonderful question. He says, we know there are shiurim, how much a person has to give for tzedakah, 10%, 20%. So maybe the case that Al Gemara is referring to, asks Reb Chaim Brisker, is a situation where the woman, where the man already gave the amount of money that he is supposed to give for tzedakah. So her claim to him that just like I have to give tzedakah, you have to give tzedakah, he doesn't have to give tzedakah because he already gave what the Torah tells him he has to give tzedakah. So Chaim Brisker says a very important and beautiful word. He says that even though that there are shiurim, how much has to be given for tzedakah, says Reb Chaim Brisker, that's only in a case where you already gave what you're obligated to give. So there, for example, there's a halacha, hamavazbis, if somebody's giving tzedakah, ayavazbis yos mechaymish. He doesn't have to give more than 20%. But, he says, in a situation, as is obvious as the case of our Gemara, where you have an ani, you have a poor person that needs the food immediately, there we don't start thinking, well, did I already give as much as I'm supposed to give? Did I not give what I'm supposed to give? When you have a poor person in front of you, you have to give and you have to take care of him immediately, and you have no excuse saying, well, I already gave as much as I had to.